Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. It's our triple option feature. So, Charlie, we're going to let you go first.
Well, I'm going first. I'm going to go with a stat that I saw on Twitter earlier, guys. I think I used this for last year's triple option, too. Cole Kubelik, who put out, does work for ESPN and the SEC Network. In 18 of the last 20 seasons, a preseason top 10 team has finished unranked in the AP poll. And last year, you know, we talked about this, USC was preseason number 6, and they finished out of the top 25. So that's who did it. So they continue that trend. This year, the AP top 10 is Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, and Florida State, guys. So if recent history tells us something, one of those teams is going to finish out of the top 25 by the season end.
Well, yeah, the coach, I think he's still
James
money.
Franklin, but, man, the quarterback, he's all over the board. And I saw him throw the football last year. Man, he got some games. Bob, I remember that game against Michigan they played. I mean, Michigan, they threw the football, what, 5 or 6 times in the game? And they couldn't get back in. The quarterback, man, he was way – when he's on, he's on. But, boy, he is so erratic as a passer.
Well, and until Penn State beats Ohio State or Michigan, this is going to be like, oh, they're really good, but
now you got Oregon
team.
And Washington and along with USC, UCLA, those teams. Bob?
Well, this is something that caught my attention, and it was kind of going on for a week because you look at big-time events and NASCAR. NASCAR track at Bristol, Tennessee in 2025. They were talking about hosting, you know, they've hosted college football games, and now they're going to host a Major League Baseball game. So they're going to host the Cincinnati Reds versus the Atlanta Braves in 2025. Now, they announced this on Friday that they will play in the Speedway Classic. They're going to call it on August the 2nd, 2025. So now what's intriguing about that, and, you know, when I look at it, is how many people are going to go to the game? You know, whether it's football, NASCAR race, or whether it's baseball, whatever the event, how many people are going to actually hold up. Now, I did not realize this, that at Bristol, because I always talk about Saints history, who they're playing. You know, Bristol, Tennessee, Bristol Motor Speedway, they hosted an NFL exhibition game in 1961 between the Eagles and the Redskins, between Philadelphia and Washington back in 1961. Now, they've hosted 2 college games, football games in consecutive weeks in 2016. They had Tennessee, Virginia Tech, and East Tennessee and Western Carolina. But the game that was intriguing to me was Tennessee Volunteers and Virginia Tech Hokies. How many people you think, Mike or Charlie, was at that game? I gave it away. What was the largest or the hugest attendance? Now, we all know where Tennessee plays at home, and you go to Tiger Stadium. How many people you think they had? Mike, not even close. Way over. You know, you think of like 100,000 people going to a football game. This is Bristol Speedway. How many people you think? Okay, you see, okay, Mike, so Charlie, you have a guess. Mike said over 100,000.
So way over. You better go over,
I'm going to say 150.
156,990. Almost 157,000 people, the largest ever viewing audience of a football game between Tennessee and Virginia Tech back in 2016. So I'm just interested in who's going to show up because it might set the Major League Baseball record because a lot the Braves and the Reds. Because you look at the proximity where that's at, I don't know, Mike, they might have $70,000-$80,000 for $80,000 for a baseball game. You never witnessed that for a baseball game, but for a football game, they had 156,990,000.
That's a lot of folks.
So what I'm saying, so why don't you promote that and do that again? Considering the number of people, that was back in 2016. That was
it wasn't like it was 4 decades.
No, it was like 8 years ago. So I mean, we should have this on our agenda. the Bristol Motor Speedway to continue to have college football games. Now, the proximity, Knoxville to Virginia Tech.
Depending on the team.
Yeah. No, I could see why they would have that record, that being Tennessee Volunteers and Virginia Tech.
Rob brought it up, and it was a good comment about David Bakhtiari. And knowing a little bit about his history over the last 3 years, David has played in 13 games in the NFL. Due to knee injuries, he started and played one game in 2021, 11 in 2022, one game last year.
Well, he's damaged goods. That's why people might want
him.
He's
going to turn 33 in late September. And, man, you would love to see the 25 or 27-year-old Bakhtiari play. But he's going to be the 33-year-old,
well,
David.
Well, like he's an older version of Ryan Ramczyk, right?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit better off physically than Ryan is. But that's why a guy who has been that good of a player for that period of time, 11 seasons with the Packers, they didn't really want to cut him loose, but they really had no choice. At that particular stage. So, Rob, to answer your question, when you think about that, he's played in 13 games in 3 years. That's why they don't have a long line after him. Now, it may come to that somebody goes after him, but those knee injuries have taken a toll on David, who really, you talk about top of the top tackles in this league, he was at the very top at one stage of his career.